quotes you the pasuk in Tehillim: Ach tov v'chesed yir defuni kol yimei chayai. Only David HaMelech asks that only goodness and chesed should chase me all the days of my life, should pursue me all the days of my life. Ulechora inu muvan lashon redifa. Why does David HaMelech use the term redifa? That ach tov v'chesed should be yir defuni. V'nira li al davar zeh. Tehine yesh shtei b'chinos b'limud haTorah. There are two levels of learning Torah. Echad shlomei Torah l'shma l'kayim mitzvahs Hashem shetzivanu l'omor l'kayim b'chtei lasos nachas ruach liyotzer habore kol ha'olamim. The first level is Torah l'shma, which means that we learn not because we get a lot out of it necessarily, not because we enjoy it. We do it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do it, and it's Torah l'shma. We're bringing Him into the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the representation, Kaviyachal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world is Torah. And by us learning Torah, we bring more godliness into the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked us to do it. And therefore, when we do it, we're bringing Nachas Ruach to Him. Just like if your spouse asks you to do something, and you don't really understand why she wants you to do it, but she asks you to do it, so when you understand, like she tells you to take out the garbage, you don't want garbage in your house either, because your house is smelly and disgusting then. So when you take it out, you're doing it for her, but you're also doing it for yourself. But when she asks you to do something, you don't understand why she wants you to do this, and you do it anyway, that's the greatest way that you show her that you love her and you care for her, because you just want to do what's her will. And the highest level of learning Torah is Limud Lushma. We're doing it just in the Kayin the Mitzvah. But Beis, second level, Shalomei B'Shvil Schar V'Onesh. Hainu Shim Yikai Mitzvah Hashem Yikabel Schar Tov Yimlo Yikai Mihelef Hefer. That we know that besides the fact that Hashem wants us to do it, we also know that there's tremendous schar va'onesh. You can do it because you want your wife to be happy, and you want to bring her nachas ruach. You can also do it because you don't want her to get angry at you, and you don't want to have a good relationship with her. So you want, there is, even if you don't get a benefit from what she asked you to do, I don't know, she asked you to fill up a bucket of water and then dump it out outside. Doesn't make any sense. Why would she want me to do that? So I'm not benefiting from it, but I am benefiting from the fact that we have a good relationship now. That I'm going to get schar for this. I'm going to score points. So even more so, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives schar v'onesh for learning Torah. So everyone has different... There's certain yeshivas and certain mashkichim, and they'll tell you, all they'll talk about is schar v'onesh, because they'll say, l'shma, it's way beyond you. Doesn't matter if you like learning. You know how much schar you're getting for every word of Torah? It's the greatest investment in the world. If you told me, I don't enjoy investing my money in Apple. I just don't enjoy it. So I'd say to you, yeah, but you realize that you're going to make so much money if you do it. And I promise for the next, they're coming out with a new, you know, iPhone 43S. It's coming out next week. They're going to go up. I'm telling you, invest $2 million, you'll make $10 million. The guy says, well, I don't like it. I don't enjoy investing. So we'd say to him, okay, that's very nice, but you're an idiot if you don't do it, because you're going to benefit from it tremendously. Why would you not do it? So someone says, I don't like Torah. So we said to him, okay, very nice, but it's the greatest investment in the world. If you don't believe that, that's something else. But if you believe and you don't do it just because you don't like it, that's very nice. When you're like 5 years old and the mother says, like, eat dinner, and you say, like, I don't like eating dinner. I want to go play with my Hot Wheel cars. Okay, but we all know that if you don't eat, you're going to be sick, you're not going to be healthy. So when you're older, even if you're not in the mood to eat, you do it because you don't make sense. When you're older, you exercise because you realize that if you don't, you're not going to be healthy. So if you have your head on straight and you know learning Torah is so valuable, of course you should do it. Oh, but I don't connect to it. Okay, so if you don't connect to it, you're not going to enjoy it as much, but it's still an amazingly important thing. So the second level of learning is you learn for schar v'onesh. So again, some yeshivas, they talk all about the tremendous schar you're going to get, and it's everyone out there is wasting their time, and you, by learning, you're investing in your future. Other yeshivas take more of the first approach. They try to help you understand, you know, that this is the Ratzon Hashem, and we were created to do the Ratzon Hashem. But the Sefer Basayin, he says there are two levels to learning Torah. V'hine, ikar b'riyas olam, hayah b'shvil haTorah. The reason Hashem created the world was for Torah. Bracious, b'shvil Torah, shenikra racious. Hainu, what does it mean that Hashem created the world for Torah? Shilma b'torah b'chinas aleph, that we should do it the right way. That's why Hashem created the world. He quotes here from Zohar HaChadosh, begin the iu rab b'shalot, ikra b'sharshet b'kol olamin. Torah is the source, it's the center, it's the focus of the entire creation. But in addition, we also need the second level. It's not enough just with the first level. We also need the second level. Haynu lahamin be'emuna shleimo she'ischar v'onesh she'im ekayem yutem yischar v'onesh v'im lo lehavach chas v'shalom. Person also has to realize it's true. Hashem created the world for Torah, and when we're learning Torah, we're doing the Ratzon Hashem. The person also has to know that there's reward and punishment for what you do. Rak shekavanah so ba'avadoso lo yeh b'shvil zeh. You shouldn't. Your kavanah ideally shouldn't be for the schar v'onesh. Rather, lasos Ratzon Avinu shebashamayim. V'hinei. Everything until now was just straight up chazal. Now we're going to start to see some of the chasidus. Bechina aleph mechuna beos aleph. The first level, learning Torah l'shma for Hashem, that is associated with the letter aleph. Shekol kavanaso rak lasos rotzon alufo shel olam, because you're doing it for the aluf, which is the same word as aleph. Aleph, lamed, pei. Aluf means, like in modern Hebrew, a general. But it means like the great one. Aleph is generally associated with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the letter Aleph, because he's the number one. And it's also the system. Aleph is Aleph, it's the same word. Aleph and Aleph. And it's Alpayim, it's all this idea that's number one. It's unity. Doesn't have, you know, two is already breaking up into parts. But one is the absolute unity. So he says, that's the first level. The first level is associated with the Aleph, because you're doing it for the Aleph, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Bechina Beis, the second level, for Schar V'Onesh, is associated Mechuna Be'os Chaf. It's connected with the letter Chaf. Why? Because of the word Kafuf. The Chaf is bent over. Kafuf means that you're Kafuf to somebody, means that you are beholden to somebody else. You're almost against your will on a certain level. You have to do it. You're forced. Kfiya. You're kafuf. You're forced. Kach bechina beis hu kafuf betofel bechina aleph. So first of all, the second level is something you have to do because it's just schar v'onesh. If you don't do it, you're going to be in trouble. So it's a level of learning that on a certain level, you got to do it. In addition to that, it's kafuf to the first level. Why is it kafuf to the first level? Because it's secondary. But the ikr has got to be to do Ratzon Hashem. And we see this in the Luchos. Why? Because they're maschil be'os aleph, anochi, and they're siyem be'os chav, l're'acha. That it starts with an aleph, anochi, it ends with a chav, l're'acha. Why? In order to tell me that Torah begins with Aleph, but if you can't do it on that level, the end is Chaf. You're doing it for Hashem, but realize that at the end, there's Schar V'Onesh. Do it in order to do the Ratzon Hashem, but you should always know that the end game here, I'm going to be getting Schar V'Onesh. So therefore, it starts with Aleph, it ends with Chaf. Ach be'esha adam uber b'chinas moichin iloyin. When a person has moichin iloyin, which means that his moach, he's in a place of godless, of greatness, he feels elevated, mochin iloin, when he feels that everything's going amazing, and he's into things. So when he's got the big headspace, oz yucha yocho lavodas Hashem b'shnei b'chinos anal, that's when we're able to do it the right way. We do it for Ratzon Hashem, but on the same level, we know that he gives schar v'onesh. Haynu al yidei b'chinos hischazkus me'atzmo, and you can do it from yourself. You don't need anyone to give you inspiration. You can walk into the Beis Medrash in the morning, you wake up in the morning, and it is a beautiful day. It's going to be a great day of learning, the birds are chirping, the air conditioning is going well in the Beis Medrash, and it's going to be, Dovi was there already, and there's going to be a great day of learning. That's Bechinas Hischazkus Me'atzmo. Haboli Toyer Misayinoso. You come on your own. Aval Lefa'omim She'odimu Bechinas Nefilas Amochen. But sometimes a person has moments of katnus. The mochin have fallen. He doesn't feel inspired. He pulls himself into the Beis Medrash and he's not excited about learning. Oz, eno yuchal liyos b'beis b'chinos hanal, al yidei isru'usa delay. He's not able to connect to those levels through his own isru'usa, through his own inspiration, because he's not feeling it. V'zeh shomer David HaMelech. And this is what David HaMelech asks. Ach! The Aleph and the Chaf. the level of doing it lishma and doing it because you have to, and it's chayav onesh. Ach, tovo chesed yirdefuni. Hainu, shebeiz b'chinos hanal, those two levels. Shemerumuzim b'osios ach, they're tov v'chesed, they're fine and dandy, they're great. Ach is tov v'chesed. To be able to serve Hashem on the level of ach, where I do it from the beginning to the end, I do it because it's the Ratzon Hashem, but I also know I'm going to get schar v'onesh. So that's tov v'chesed. However, ani mivakesh me'Hashem yizbarach, kishe'eye b'chinas layla, when it's dark out, when the birds aren't chirping and it isn't bright, it's actually cold, dark, and dreary. Right? The raven. Cold, dark, and dreary. And it's not exciting. And I don't feel inspired. And I don't see the light. And I'm not excited to go and learn Torah when it's Laila. When it's Nefila Samochin. V'lo yev efshari sheschazek esatzmi. And I can't raise myself up and excite myself for learning Lavodas Hashem Beis Bechinos Elu. As I'm asking of you, Hashem, that Heim Yir Defuni, I'm asking that they should chase after me. They should try to get me. I'm asking Ach Tov V'Chesed, they should be Yir Defuni. They should chase after me. I should be given a gift from you that I should be inspired, that you should give me that Siyata Deshmaya to be able to reach those levels. When I can do it on myself, I don't need them to chase after me. I don't need them to pursue me because I can find it within myself. But I'm begging you, Hashem, that if I'm not feeling it, let them pursue me so that I can connect to it. As hem yir defuni, v'zehu yir defuni kol yumei chayai. As we say in the brachos, in Gemara Brachos, we know it better from the Haggadah. What do we darshan? Kol yumei chayai? Yumei chayecha? Halelo, hayomim? Kol yumei chayecha? The word yumei chayecha, we know that you're maskirin yitzias mitzrayim bayom. This is amazing. Kol yumei chayecha is, what do we learn in the Haggadah? It's to learn, well, that's one of the drashas. What's the other drasha? Lavi alelos, right? So that's the Ben Zoma. I didn't know Elizabeth Adai says I didn't know that I have to serve Hashem at night, that I have to say Maskir and Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelos until he was Dorish that Kol Yemei Chayecha teaches me the nights. So look what he says, Rabbeinu Yonah. Kol Yemei Chayecha is to include the nights. What are the nights? What are the nights? When we're not feeling it. So he says that's Pshat LePasuk. Ach, ach. Tovo chesed, yir defuni, kol yimei chayai. That even in the nights, even when I don't feel it, even when I'm not connecting to it, so the ach should be yir defuni, it should chase after me, and I should be able to connect to those levels of learning.